Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Gospel of John. We're at this concluding chapter. We're halfway through it. This is one of those appearances of Jesus. There are about 15 appearances of Jesus documented in the New Testament. Of course, I'm sure there were many more during this period of time between his resurrection and his ascension. But here is one that is absolutely crucial to what's going to happen in future ministry through the apostles in general. And Peter in particular. Now let me read for you what happens. Jesus has just called his disciples in, kind of a repeat of his put your net on the other side, and they brought in so many fish that they had to call other vessels in. Well, a similar thing happens. They're fishing while they're waiting on him to meet them, the resurrected Christ, up by the Sea of Galilee. And they're out there fishing, and Jesus comes very likely to the same spot. He calls out to them, "Have you caught anything?" And they said, "No." And then he tells them to put their nets on the other side, and they catch 153 large fish. And John says, "It's the Lord." And Peter puts on his coat and dives in. And then they all come in and meet with Jesus. And there's a charcoal fire, and Jesus has fixed them breakfast. They have eaten breakfast, and what happens next? Well, this is what John records. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." How many times did Jesus tell Peter he would deny him? You remember Peter said, "Lord, though everybody else flee and failed you and walk away, I won't." And Jesus said, "Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times." And there in a garden with a charcoal fire, three different times outside of the house of Caiaphas, Peter denied Jesus. Now the resurrected Christ has come to Peter to show him that he is risen, as he said. Now they're beside another charcoal fire, and he asks him three questions. "Do you love me more than these?" In other words, "Peter, you boldly and presumptuously said you love me more than the other apostles. Do you still claim that?" Peter says, "Lord, you know that I love you." And now there's an interplay of words between the words agape and phileo, and that's insightful into this text. But I think the thing to focus upon is that Jesus is again breaking Peter, as he has done a number of times. But he's not breaking him to break him, he's breaking him to remake him. And so he's letting his repentance match his sin. He denied him three times, now Jesus gives him an opportunity to confess him three times. And that is exactly what Jesus does in our lives. He lets our repentance proclaim the fullness of our victory over sin in Christ with forgiveness and transformation. So now he affirms him three times, and he says, now that you're restored to me back to intimacy, go tend my lambs. Jesus breaks us to remake us, to send us into ministry. So three times he affirms him, three times he sends him, go feed my lambs, and then he reminds him, "I'm actually in my providence. I'm going to lead you to a death, and I'm not going to tell you about it now. I'm just going to tell you it's coming. And it's going to be one you would not choose, but you will glorify me in it. As your days are, so shall your strength be." So whether by life or by death, we will glorify the Lord. That's why the Apostle Paul will later say, "Lord, I want to live in such a way that my life will glorify you, whether by life or by death. All of it will be to your glory." John records this, and he also records Jesus' final statement to Peter and John and the rest of them. "Follow me." So the Lord will break us so that we trust in him alone and not in our resolution and our resolve. And then he will remake us and let our repentance match a remaking and remolding of us from our sin. Then he sends us throughout life and even unto death to follow him and glorify him. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.